Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are continuing with our book reading today entitled When the Moon Split, a biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The book has been compiled by Saifur Rahman Mubarakpuri. We're continuing on page 148, A New Qibla. In Sha'ban 2nd after Hijrah, the Qibla, or the direction that Muslims pray toward, was changed from Baitul Maqdis in Jerusalem to the Kaaba in Mecca. The change was announced by Allah in a verse in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sincere Muslims rejoiced over this change. The hypocrites, who had pretended to be Muslims, however, protested the change, and many of them reverted to either Judaism or paganism, thereby purifying the ranks of Muslims. The military raids undertaken by the Muslims were minor until this point. They had been more exploratory than anything else, but they had served to initiate Muslims into the conduct of warfare. It was the Battle of Badr, however, that was a milestone for Islam as the first decisive battle between the Muslims and the Quraysh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rode to Dhul Ashira, attempting to intercept a trade caravan from Makkah to Syria. The caravan, however, managed to flee to Syria. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then dispatched two men to Hawra in Syria to await the caravan's return. When the scouts spotted the caravan approaching, they hurried back to Medina to inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, heard that the caravan was returning, he mustered between 330 and 317 men, 2 horses and 70 camels. He then headed for Badr, about 155 kilometers southwest of Medina. The Prophet, peace be upon him, awarded the white standard to Mus'ayb bin Umayr radiallahu anh. The Muhajirin were given a separate standard which was carried by Ali bin Talib, while the standard of the Ansar was borne by Sa'ad bin Mu'ad radiallahu anh. Badr, ringed by high mountains, was accessible through 3 routes. One called Al-Udwat al-Qaswa lay in the south, the second called Al-Udwat al-Dunya approached from the north, and the third approached from the east and was used by the people of Medina as the main thoroughfare to the settlement of Badr. There were some houses, wells and orchards in Badr, and for this reason Makkan caravans heading for Syria travelled along it and generally broke their journey there, staying anywhere from a few hours to a few days. It would have been simple for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his men to seize the caravan by blockading all 3 escape routes. Success depended on the element of surprise, however, and the Muslims would have to appear only after the caravan pulled into Badr and seal off all 3 routes before the Quraysh would react. Accordingly, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his men left Medina, heading in the opposite direction from Badr. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, was at a safe distance away from Medina, he changed routes and headed directly for Badr. The caravan that the Muslims hoped to seize was headed by Abu Sufyan bin Harb. It consisted of 40 men, 1,000 camels, and goods worth about 50,000 dinars. Abu Sufyan was highly cautious, and he asked every person he met about the movements of the Muslims. He was at a great distance from Badr when he found out that a large band of Muslims had left Medina. Acting quickly, he turned the caravan westward and headed for the coast, bypassing Badr altogether. Moreover, he sent a messenger to Makkah requesting reinforcements. When the Quraysh received Abu Sufyan's message, they quickly rounded up a squadron of 1,300 men to confront the Muslims and protect the caravan. All the notable chiefs of Makkah, except for Abu Lahab, joined the force, as well as every available man from each of the neighboring tribes. Of the Makkan clans, only Badu Adi refused to take part. When the pagan army reached Juhfa, they received a message from Abu Sufyan informing them that the caravan was safe and that the army should return to Makkah. The men were preparing to return when Abu Jahl arrogantly refused to retreat. Only the men from the Banu Zahra returned on the advice of their chief, Ahnaz bin Sharik Thaqafi. The rest of the troops, now numbering 1,000, continued their journey, and upon reaching Udwa Qasmi, the Quraysh set up their camp in a spacious field just behind the mountains that surrounded Badr. The Prophet, peace be upon him, learnt that the Quraysh were approaching Badr, and he met with his men to discuss the options. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma both gave their opinions, and Maqdad bin Amr radiallahu an voiced the prevailing sentiment. O Prophet, we will not say what the children of Israel said to Musa. You and your Lord go and fight, and we will sit here. Chapter 5, verse 24. We will fight along with you on your left and on your right, in front of you and behind you. Miqdad's words gladdened the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their sincerity, for he had worried that the Ansar would fight in defense only if they were attacked in Medina. After all, the second pledge of Aqaba did not call for the Ansar to fight alongside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside the city. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then asked the men if they all agreed, and Sa'ad bin Mu'ayyad radiallahu an, the chieftain of the Ansar, said, O Prophet, I swear by the one who has sent you with the truth, that if you plunge into the sea, we will also plunge in with you, and not a single man among us will lag behind. We will not hesitate if you dash against the enemies, for we are firm in war and bold in the fray. Lead us, and may Allah bless us and our mission. At this, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I bring you glad tidings from Allah. He has promised me either booty from the caravan or victory on the battlefield. By Allah, there is a vision before me of a battlefield, and I see the exact places where each man will fall. Resolutely, the Prophet, peace be upon him, led his men onward to Badr, and they arrived there the same night as the Quraysh. The Muslims set up camp at Ul-Udat al-Dunya, but Al-Hubab ibn al-Mundhir advised the Prophet, peace be upon him, that they should move ahead and encamp at the well nearest the enemy so that they could store water in reservoirs. He also suggested that the rest of the wells be filled up so that the Quraysh should have no water. The Prophet took Hubab's brilliant advice and carried out his instructions. The Muslims then made a small enclosure of palm branches in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, would stay while directing his men during the battle. A group of Ansar youths were put under the command of Sa'ad bin Mu'ad to act as lookouts. And that's where we leave our book reading for today. We are reading from the book When the Moon Split, a biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The book has been compiled by Saifur Rahman Mubarak Puri. Remember, if you'd like to download this and other book readings, you're welcome to download them on our podcast system. You go to vocfm.iono.fm and click on the book reading channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.